I wonder if you injected Kyle Shanahan with truth serum right now, what he would say about this 49ers teams when it comes to legit expectations. What do you think, Kyle Shanahan? If you injected him with truth serum right now, Joe, he has to tell the truth, nothing but the truth, hands on the Bible and everything. Kyle Shanahan, how do you view this team heading into the season?
If I was Kyle and I was being honest, I would be like, I've got some pillars that I really love that are great ball players. I got a lot of work to do. And my staff's got a lot of work to do to build this work in progress up. And I think by the end of the year, we think if things go right, we can be a 10-win team.
So not a Super Bowl.
No.
Definitely not. He would not say, I think we can win a Super Bowl this
year. You don't go
year.
Into a season, any team. I don't even care if you have Josh Allen in his prime. 8 spots and you're starting 22 up for grabs. Like, I don't know. I don't think you can be considered a Super Bowl team with that many unknowns in your starting lineup.
I don't know if it was that many holes, but the Rams were facing a lot of holes last year, and they hit on some of these first-round picks.
Yeah, but did they view themselves
picks?
A Super Bowl contender at the beginning of the year?
I think Sean McVay looked at it as like, I've won a Super Bowl already with Matt Stafford. We're together. We got Kyron Williams. Like,
Joe, had they lost the game to the Niners? They were going to start 0-3, and they were going to sell.
They didn't have Aaron Donald.
Oh. Yeah. I'm aware. What I'm saying is the conversation leading into the Niner game was, if they lose this game, because they had no Puka and no Cooper Kupp, will they trade Cooper Kupp midseason? Will they just pack it in?
I'm saying Kyle Shanahan's looking at what the Rams did last year and says, why can't that happen
well,
for
no,
us
Well, no, that's
year?
What I'm saying. Yes. Is like, I think he sees them as a team right now that's not a championship contender, but is a team like, if things go right, we can be a double-digit team, and by year's end, we think we can be a significantly better team that could make some noise.
I think he could think, this is how he's going to view the team, and we're talking about, if you injected Kyle Shanahan with true serum, what would he really say about this team right now, heading into the 2025 season, 888-957-9570. I think he thinks, if I get Mykal Williams to step up, if Ricky Pearsall steps up and is that first-round talent that we all think he could be, if Juwan Jennings, it's all going to be health-related. All these things are always going to be health-related, right? If we can stay healthy, if we could have, you know, Kittle be an all-pro again or Nick Bosa be an all-pro kind of a player. There's a lot of ifs here, but it's not unreasonable for these things to happen. Yeah, I'd like our chances, get us into the playoffs, and I know that we could win come January and February. I've done it. When I get into the playoff, we win. At the very least, we'll get to a conference championship game. Other teams don't want to play us come playoff time. If you're the Lions, you've lost to us, right? Hell, if you're a Washington Commanders, you've just been there, right? If you're the Dallas Cowboys, we've beaten you.
Yeah, I just don't think in football you think of it that way. Like in the NBA, you're like, yeah, we're going to get to the playoffs. We're going to do this. Like there's a relaxation, not a relaxation, but there's just like a. There's a knowing of, like, if you have the best roster, you can kind of weather the storm, barring certain injuries, and you can pick and choose your spots. In the NFL, it's like, we think we're this team right now. And then as you go through the gauntlet of the year, so many things change. Like, look at Tampa. Tampa started off very optimistic. Then they got hurt, and it was like, we're hanging on for dear life. Then they got hot, and then, boom, Baker's fumbling in the playoffs. They think that they could have knocked some teams around in the playoffs, right? They felt really good about it. But there were points in the season where, like, I mean, we could be done right here. I just think football is viewed very, it's week to week and what we have. I think right now, they don't, last year they went in like, hey, we have a Super Bowl roster because we just lost in the Super Bowl and we're bringing back just about every single player. We have no spots up for grabs when it comes to starters. This year, we got 8 spots up for grabs. We're relying on a lot of unknown young player commodities. We're smarter than this. We've been doing this a long time. We know, even if Mykal Williams is a really, really good player, he might be a spot player for me early on. Or Alfred Collins might look good against this team and bad against these other ones. I think that they're sophisticated enough to know that, like, we got to kind of take this in chunks throughout the season and see where we're at come December.
I'll say this. I still love them in the division because of Kyle Shanahan's overall record in said division. He does well against these teams. Albeit last year, Joe, I know you're scoffing, dude. I know you are.
1-5.
They were. Everyone was hurt. Last year was a dumpster fire. I'm sorry. I'm giving this team more of a fresh start than I was last year. Last year, there was two. I was the only one saying it. This is a Super Bowl hangover. They're not winning a Super Bowl this year, guys. No one wanted to just come out and say it. You don't win Super Bowls when you lose like that and you have all the drama in the offseason. There was just no chance they were winning a Super Bowl last year or competing for one. I'm just flat out. This year, it's more of a fresh start, okay? And I don't think that pressure... That pressure and that sadness and that anxiety that was overshadowing them all last season is there. There has not been any drama outside of Juwan Jennings, and I really don't think this is that big of a drama case. You know why? Because we're really not talking about it all that much. He's bleeding in the next couple weeks. Sure, we'll bring it up. But right now, it's a nothing burger for me. I still believe in Kyle Shanahan in this division because he's done it in the regular season, albeit the playoffs, outside of Sean McVay, he hasn't been able to get it done. But in the regular season, for the most part, he has been able to get it done. Here's what Baldy had to say yesterday, Joe, that I thought was really interesting, and how big of a year this truly is for Kyle.
I think it's big. Look, this offense that he runs, it's not like it's new. It's not like people don't understand the motions and the shifts and the creativity that we once gave Kyle a ton of credit for because it was innovative. But, you know, what they're doing now, a lot of teams are doing, and a lot of teams have copied it, and they're putting their spin on it. And so I don't think you could count on just, okay, great play calling, great scheme to get guys open, to move the football. Like, you need more than that in this business right now. That's why the running game is so important and leaning on the run game. And it's not just wide zone. It's just everything.
This is a massive year for him. And in the league in general, like, not that everyone's caught up, but there are so many different variations of the zone running scheme now when it comes to the Shanahan, McVay, the coaching trees, right? You see it with Kevin O'Connell. You're going to see it in Seattle a little bit with the Kubiaks. Feels like it's kind of sprinkled around everywhere. And is that, you know, kind of like what we saw with the Warriors, right? Where they were the next big thing and everything was awesome with the Warriors. Everyone kind of copied them and the 3-and-D kind of thing. And then the league caught up to the Warriors. And we saw it last year in the last couple of years, Joe. Like, do you think the league's just catching up overall to Shanahan's offense? And does he have to, again, reinvent himself a little bit this year? Or is that too much?
I mean, the red zone is the area where they really stalled out last year. Yards per game, they did a great job. It was turnovers in red zone. Like they missed having CMC out there in the red zone, and it really screwed up their red zone efficiency.
So you're thinking, you're saying the yardage was fine. There's nothing wrong with this offense.
Well, they did move the ball. They moved the ball really well last year. Like, really well last year. They couldn't punch it in. Like, for the life of them, they could not punch it in. And when you go from number one, number two, number three, the last, whatever, 4 or 5 years prior, red zone, to 16, like that's a big drop-off. So that's what they did last year. They were still one of the top teams in terms of yards per game, and their efficiency was there. It's just they had really poor turnovers. They had a lot of drops, too. That was another thing about this team last year. And they took a lot of big negative plays, sacks, turnovers, strips in the pocket. And when your special teams is wobbly, that doesn't cost you a game. That could have cost them 4 or 5 games.
He's not going to be on the hot seat this year, Shanahan. That's, again, unless something like awful happens and there's like fights in the locker room and he's lost. I don't see that happening. But if he goes back to back and they don't make the playoffs, there's going to be conversations heading into next year for sure. When it comes to him, when it comes to John Lynch, when it comes to the young players on this team. But it did get me thinking a little bit as we're talking truth serum around the NFL and when it comes to Kyle Shanahan. I'm looking around the NFL right now and teams that legit have the hot seat, as Bonte Hill is going to be joining us in about 5 minutes in studio, get his thoughts on joint preseason practice, preseason game tomorrow, what he's looking for. Sam came in and was like, who do you think's truly on the hot seat heading into this season? Like, who's going to be fired after this year for sure? Shanahan's not on the list. I think a lot of people want it to be.
I hope it's not as DC again.
Well, that's a good one.
Robert Saleh. No, I doubt it.
That's a good one. I doubt Robert Saleh, too.
Yeah, I doubt it.
Like, right? Kubiak is a Clay Kubiak.
What are they
right?
doing with Kyler Murray? He's on the hot seat in Arizona.
Oh, Jonathan Gannon?
No, Kyler.
Not the head coach?
No.
I mean, they're committed to Kyler, are they not?
Kyler's up in the air.
This is third straight season. Jonathan Gannon had an opportunity probably to move off this guy if he wanted to.
Well, they gave him a lot of guaranteed money. I look at Kyler as someone who I think is up in the air. I think Bryce Young is up in the air.
Oh, interesting. So you're going players, not coaches. Coaches.
Yeah.
Okay, but like, you go players.
I was really happy for Bryce Young at the end of last year, but he's got a long way to go.
Who's kind of this is the make or break season for them going forward?
Yeah, yeah. That's how I view the hot seat. Like, come on, Brian Daboll. I just don't care about Brian Daboll and the New York Giants.
He's gone. Yeah, he's gone. He's done.
We'll see. You know,
Jackson Dart was the most desperation pick I've ever seen in my life. Like, come on.
Maybe it works out. I mean, he got Danny Dimes to a playoffs.
That's true.
They beat Kevin O'Connell.
They did.
You know,
everything went. They did have, you know, Saquon, did they not?
Oh, yeah, no, Saquon was amazing. Yeah. But Danny Dimes, whatever, with his 16 touchdown passes.
Well, he ran for a bunch of yards in that one, too. And that Vikings team.
Shane
is so
Steichen, if you're asking head coaches, is on the hot seat.
Thank you. Okay. I think Jonathan Gannon is, too.
Where are we at with McDermott? You know, like, let's see what happens with the Buffalo Bills. How many times are you going to lose in the playoffs?
McDermott, Tomlin. This is a very un-Steelers-like season, like, in regards to the offseason, where they just... DK Metcalf, they made a bunch of big trades running Aaron Rodgers.
George Pickens no longer there.
George Pickens isn't there anymore. But
I think Dak's on the hot seat.
Dak, yeah. Well, is Schottenheimer going to be one and done in Dallas?
I don't know.
Are they going to try to go poach, I don't know, a big college name, Nick Saban's of the world? Are they going to try to get Bill Belichick? I don't know what they're going to do there. Jerry Jones, can they even get Micah Parsons signed? Are they even going to do that?
I bet they will.
First and foremost?
Yeah, it'll happen in 2 weeks.
We'll see, right? And then you got a couple other names like, here we go. He's not going to be on the hot seat. How's Dan Campbell going to look this year? I'm very curious to see how Dan Campbell, the Detroit Lions, are going to look in that division. Matt LaFleur, he's been good. He's gotten to the playoffs. He's gotten there, you know, to the NFC Championship when he had Aaron Rodgers. He's come up short a lot in that division. And it's going to be Ben Johnson. How is he going to look in his first year? These are going to be interesting things. The NFL, just the storylines in general, there's just so many. You can take every single team and have four or five different conversations on them. That's why it is king, and why we could talk about NFL ad nauseum. I could take a team like the Jacksonville Jaguars and just break them apart. The talking point today around the NFL is Travis Hunter in his comments. Like, he's not phased at all. He's like, I could dominate both sides of the ball. You got the naysayers out there. Could Trevor Lawrence live up to the hype, right? Like, Baldy brought that up with us yesterday. When these guys get paid, things get heightened. Conversations start happening. Can Trevor Lawrence now, on his third NFL head coach, show out? I have conversations there. I was really high on Trevor when he came in. He had one really good season. He had that one incredible comeback in the playoffs. I don't know. And there's a lot of conversations around just young quarterbacks in general when they get paid and whether they step up or not. And Trevor's going to be there, and now Brock Purdy's going to be that guy. And can Brock Purdy kind of quiet the naysayers? You're never really going to quiet them, because Jalen Hurts, I think, is kind of the poster child for that. He won the Super Bowl, and we're like, yeah, do it again.
If you're asking for like hot seats in terms of, not hot seats, but I think the division to me that's the most fascinating quarterback division is the NFC North. Jared Goff without Ben Johnson.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Okay. Jordan Love. What's going on there? Him and LaFleur. Like, it feels like a make or break year for him. I don't know. J.J. McCarthy taking over for what Sam Darnold did. What's going on there? Right. And then obviously Caleb Williams with a new head coach who seems to really be, you know, holding them accountable. I think that's the most fascinating quarterback division in terms of, like, none of them are that top five, top four golden boy guys. And yet I feel that to be a very, like, if I told you Goff had a down year this year and I told you, you know, J.J. McCarthy randomly looked good, like, that would be, wow, that'd be kind of surprising, right? If I told you, you know, Love, I could give you four or five different things on Love. Is he great? Is he good? Is he underwhelming? Does he throw a bunch of picks? Are they done with him by the end of this year? I don't know. So I find that division to be very interesting. And it feels like the Vikings are doing what the Niners failed to do in handing the reins to J.J. McCarthy without that other quarterback staring over the field. When they gave the reins to Trey Lance, they had Jimmy Garoppolo kind of hovering behind everything. You know, JJ doesn't have anyone behind him right now.
It does feel like the NFC, when it comes to quarterback play, as you're alluding to right now, Joe, is wide open. It really is. Like, someone, like, whenever we talk about quarterbacks, we just mention all the AFC guys. And rightfully so. Yeah. I mean, they're so damn good, right? But that's why the NFC, and that's why I'm viewing the Niners, is such an interesting season. It feels wide open. I know Jalen's there. I know the Eagles are, they're the team to beat. And the NFC, AFC, they're the team to beat. I get that. I'm going to leave them to the side. Outside of that, there's not a quarterback outside of Stafford, but even Stafford I have question marks about. Can his body hang up? Like, it felt like that was going to be the year last year for the Rams. If they were going to go back to the Super Bowl, it felt like they had their shot last year. Everything was going for them.
But I didn't think that as the season was progressing.
No, you didn't, but until the playoffs started and Stafford was looking good and they were making that drive and they got hot, right?
Yeah.
And he did stay healthy for the most part last season. That's the thing. Can he do that again this year? His back's already messed up. I don't know. He's 37 years old. A lot of question marks there. You're mentioning the NFC North. A lot of question marks there. Get it. Own division right now. I mentioned Stafford. What's Darnold going to look like? What's Kyler going to look like? You mentioned Kyler, hot seat guy.
I have no idea.
I don't know. And then you go like the NFC South. The NFC South is what it is. But Baker Mayfield I mean, Palti told us he had a top 10 regular season for a quarterback in NFL history. If you look at some of the numbers, pretty incredible.
Without multiple tackles out Godwin there, with no out receivers.
Yeah,
I mean, he's thrown to a bunch of guys nobody had heard of in fantasy. And I came away last year thinking so highly of Baker Mayfield.
Right, and I think everyone's shooing in like Jaden Daniels as that guy, the next heir apparent, rightfully so. He was incredible last year. I loved what I saw from Jaden Daniels. It's going to be what it always is. Can he do it again, right? As you're listening to 95.7 The Game.